Hello, everybody. I didn't want to have to do this, but psych! Austin's in the house. I'm not here today.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Austin show.
Dave Landau here. Sitting in for me is Austin Anderson because I'm still in Detroit. Because I was in a car accident. Austin yep. Anderson is the host. Yay!
Yay! It was Dave's first car accident sober.
Oh.
That's actually 100% true.
I knew it.
The other dozen were. This one wasn't.
You can't try that.
And that's important.
That is very important.
Also here, Quarterback Garrett and Angela.
Hi.
What's up, Angela?
I didn't want to have to do this either.
You didn't? Why?
Work.
But you, oh, well, you did anyways.
It's fun here.
Hey, we have a great guest today, Matt Bechtel.
Hello, friends. I didn't want to have to do this, but I was going to say, nice job yesterday, numbnuts. I asked you if you promoted our show, and you said, yeah, and then I watched the show. You didn't even say the name of it.
Oh.
He didn't say Secret Driven. Hello, friends. Us and I have released a show called Seeker Driven, and we would love nothing more than for you to watch this on YouTube. Seeker Driven Pilot. Please look it up.
It's at austinanderson.net. It'll take you right there. And the reason why I don't have an excuse. My wife says that I just want to be pulled through life on a sled.
Yeah, you're one hell of a showman.
Yeah. I mean, hit all the cues.
It's the best description I've ever heard.
Yeah, modern day P.T. Barnum, he really knows how to get the people going.
You're in Irving, Texas. You could find a rickshaw.
Yeah, it's not far.
No.
Hey, Matt, you raised the bar on all of our guests because you brought us all gifts, bro. I wanted to bring that up. You brought me a Judge Dredd comic book. Three of them. Not just one, three. So just word to everybody else that's going to be a guest.
Everybody should have me on the show.
Like
I'll bring you some. I'm really excited for Dave to open up his.
He's got to open it here so I can see it.
Yeah, I got him something that's a little bit rare. So
I'm excited to get back to Nebraska and never talk to you again.
Yeah.
Making me look bad.
Oh, our relationship's over before it even started.
Just like The Rock and Zach.
Yeah, well, I think there was a band called like Days of the New, and on their first tour, they had to break up because they kept punching each other on tour. And that's Austin and I on our trip to Dallas. Just he found out I gave you guys gifts, and
I tried to stop it.
Yeah.
Why do I keep finding these gifts in the trash can?
Yeah, I just came in. He gave him your gift. I'm like, there's just Judge Dredd before you open it.
Matt's name is marked out. Your name is written.
I'm gonna tell Dave what his gifts are right now too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? Funny. A musket and a pen to say goodbye.
with a feather.
I've known Austin for 15 years, and the only thing he's ever given me is a headache. Where's the slide whistle?
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you, Garrett. God.
Hey.
Swear to God, get the board fixed.
I know. Hold on.
No, it doesn't work.
Oh, what I'm saying is that man had rights, damn it.
That's right. Watch the show, yes.
Damn it.
Matt actually is a huge help on our show, secretly. Thank you, Matt.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a good man.
I didn't know that was public information.
I shouldn't tell people
Are you Crispin?
I'm bringing so many gifts next time I come. Yeah.
Like Santa Claus.
Yeah, dude, you just look like Charles Manson. Like, that's... like, bring a gift, dude. Help. Do something.
He looks like... He looks like Johnny Wadd right before he had to do gay porn.
Oh. Dude, I'm so close to having to do that.
Right at rock bottom.
It is a Lebowski-Manson combo today, I think. Yeah.
Which I'm here for.
I like it.
I like it.
I love it.
I had to shower up. We filmed a great sketch today.
Yes. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The headache still a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see.
These guys got abused. Matt got a cut finger. I waterboarded your editor.
Tetra. Tetanus.
Yeah, you know you're filming a good sketch when the guy's like, well, I don't think it's deep enough for you to have to get a tetanus shot. So.
I don't think that's how that works.
Nah. Oh, it'll be all right.
Rice goes, it's not deep enough for tetanus to grow. It's like, what?
Is that how tetanus
if you want to trust, if you want to trust somebody's hygiene, go with Bryce.
Yeah, that's Bryce.
Spot on.
He knows.
He got us the Tropicana. hotel.
Yeah. He got us the
shitty hotel you shot in.
He got us the soaked room.
Oh, so with what kind of liquids? Do you know?
The kind that come in your sack.
Okay. Bodily.
Bodily.
Juices.
First topic of the day.
Mostly tears.
Kanye is God. Austin.
Oh, thoughts? Yeah. You know, Kanye just was on Big Boy. He did an interview. He released his new album, Vultures, where he's wearing a Jason mask with another woman with a big butt.
Okay.
And I always say, the bigger the butt, the bigger the dumps.
Ooh.
You know? Don't you think?
Okay. I don't say
like you're stir.
But anyway, so he hates Jesus now, and now he says that he is a god. So we can show the clip coming right from his mouth, and then we're going to excommunicate him from the church.
Because I'm God. And anyone who disagree, I'm the God of me, and you can't tell me who I am. I can't tell y'all. I could tell y'all. It's y'all's job to listen. I'm the God of me. I don't know if I'm in heaven already. And shit. I got number one. For all you know, I might be on like a fourth dimension version of the lifestyle. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I must have died in this accident. It must be heaven.
So
he looks more like a guy that sells concessions at a golf course. Doesn't he? Like he looks like an inner city golf course concession worker.
Like that's what you get when you walk up and you're like, hey, can I get the popcorn, please? Like the kettle pop.
Did
pop
you know
and
I'm
he's like,
God?
I am God. Fourth dimension.
Like this concession stand is heaven.
Okay, well, you're not on a fourth dimension. You're supposed to give my kid that stuffed animal right there. So if you could hurry up and stop talking to us.
Only a man.
Stuffed animal's like on another dimension. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Only a man who's never taken a dump in a porta potty would call himself a god. Like when you have to take a dump in a porta potty, it humbles you real quick.
Yeah, real humbling.
But, you know, he went on, he said Jesus is king, but now he's saying that he is God and Jesus, so on behalf of all Christians, you're excommunicated from the Church of Christ.
This is going to be...
I also
officially excommunicado.
Also, we talked about yesterday the use of bad boy and the constant terms, and I love that he's on Big Boy TV.
Yeah, this
which is also it's also the name of a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, but...
Is the restaurant a front, like that pizza stuff?
No. It was like a popular... Look up the Big Boy.
The Big Boy. Statue. And he's holding
the Big Boy. Yeah, you know the Big Boy statue? Yeah. Is this his new programming?
But Big Boy isn't even a Big Boy. He looks like an AIDS boy.
That's true.
Who's Big Boy?
This is the guy that's real skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know Big Boy. I just know the original Big Boy? Who gives you the burger that's the same as... There he is, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking about different
We used
Big
to
Boy.
Steal that statue every year.
It's more of a twink, I would say.
How did you... Just technically, how would you do that if one was to do that? It looks heavy. Is it not heavy?
No, the cops would unhook it and you were allowed to do it. The problem is one year they didn't give it back, so they weren't allowed to do it no more.
Oh,
blew it
anymore. That's sad. But it doesn't even look fat anymore. That's how gross America is. Big Boy just looks like the regular guy. Yeah. He looks
regular boy
look pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
he looks cutting down on the carbs.
He couldn't even be a mannequin at Target.
No,
he's not nearly. Well, he was a woman.
He's not wearing a dress.
Yeah they could call him. They should call it Fit Boy.
Yeah.
Give him.
Make it a whole movement.
9 years old.
There's muscles under this fat boy.
You know, with what Kanye is saying, though, it's going to be interesting. I don't think that you can lose your salvation even when you do stupid stuff. And what he's saying is pretty stupid, heretical, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because when he came out and he dropped that Christian album, I mean, it was a genuinely Christian album. It's a good album. He had a pastor that he was flying out. He didn't want people to cuss around him. He was doing Bible studies regularly. This pastor went on Apologia Studios, which is a church podcast that I like to listen to a lot. And they talked to him. And this pastor was like, I think that he's really serious. Mm-hmm. I never really thought that Kanye had like, was bipolar or whatever. I just thought like, oh, well, he's just, a creative person and he's just eccentric. But as time goes on now, I am starting to really think like, okay, there obviously are some brain issues here and it's sad.
Yeah. They're like, we think he's really a Christian. And then he put his new wife in a trash bag with no clothes underneath and walked her through the rain.
I mean, that's gotta be a kink thing, right? That's a kink thing.
There's nothing in the rule book against trash bag clothing for your wife. Just
so,
in the Bible?
Yeah, it doesn't say that in the Bible specifically.
I'm not sure.
It's in Leviticus.
Yeah, it's certainly not respectful.
Yeah.
Put on this trash bag.
Yeah, it's really sad because like the people around him enable him.
I just think they're too afraid to say anything to him. And I think, I mean, just because he's doing this doesn't mean he wasn't, you know, serious at one point. You know what I mean? I think we're going to be very surprised at who we see in heaven. You know?
I think he just has mental health issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wish people would like tell him and help him out. Yeah, there's still enough room to come back to the faith and get right with God, but like,
but there's also weird New Age pastors who call themselves Christians and they're really not, and it makes me wonder too if he's picked up any of that and if that's what he's just repeating.
Well, he was in the Hebrew. He got into the Hebrew movement
really
a little bit there. Black Hebrew movement.
Should probably.
Was it before the Nazi movement?
Right.
Was that before or after?
He's an artist. He likes to take a little bit of here, take a little bit of there.
Experiencing
mix them
life
together.
On the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
It's hard being a black Nazi Jew like Kanye.
That is the name of his new album. But I also.
It's hard out here.
I also think. am I the only one that thinks he might be God? So should I sit this one out?
Hey, man, all opinions are welcome.
Dave's like, oh, that's the direction you guys were going? I was.
Yeah. Dave's like, finally, I know who to pray to.
What if you show up in heaven and it is Kanye?
Oof.
Yeah, like, he's got golden.
Yo, I told y'all. I thought I told y'all. Y'all don't even listen. Yeah, it was your job to listen.
Very surprising.
Y'all job to listen.
But he takes off the bear mask from the first album.
Yeah.
What up?
Oh, what up?
And just throws a clear trash bag at you. So we're all in trash bags and he's in his little bear costume.
This might be shocking to say, but I'll be honest. Kanye West is my favorite rapper. Like, the song he quoted there was Touch the Sky. I must have died in the accident because this must be heaven. He's always been my favorite, but then this last album, I'm like, not too crazy about this one.
Not feeling it?
I just always like, he used to say, you know,
very talented.
If you like Kanye West, you're a fan of himself, because it was always kind of like self-esteem boosting things and, about being on the journey and things like that. And
he's taking self-esteem to God level.
Yeah, went a little bit too far on that.
Slow down.
No, you're right, though. That is what I've always loved about hip-hop, is it is always about building somebody up. That's what people don't. I think a lot of people who don't get into it do not give it credit for that it really is about building confidence. Sometimes, depending on the song, I mean, and obviously the content, it can get lost. But his music has always been about building himself up and building up confidence. And obviously, yes, it has obviously cracked his psyche.
Yeah,
but
how many people have gone out before they give a speech and they listen to Gimme That Nut by Eazy-E, you know, just to psych themselves up and believe in themselves?
Just Donald Trump.
Give it.
But, Kanye would talk about, back when he was just producing, he would say that he would talk to rappers and be like, you should talk about your fears or insecurities or stuff like that. And he said the rappers would be like, no, man, I'm going to talk about guns.
Oh, I don't want to be vulnerable. You know, what
I've
is
heard
this?
Of, yeah, I've heard him tell those stories before. So when he kind of came out and talked about different stuff, that wasn't being in a gang or whatever, it was a little bit different for that time.
He was talking about fashion. I've always had a passion for fashion.
Yeah.
Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined.
There we go. Bingo.
Of course I love Kanye West music. But
and movies.
Yeah.
He's a true artist. He's always
the ones with his girlfriend.
Always new stuff, you know.
I guess nobody here's heard of 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Is he in that?
What? He's the star of that movie.
Guys, I don't think... I don't think that... his beard is real. I don't think Eminem's beard is real.
Dude,
it looks like a G.I. Joe fake beard. You know, back in the day, they had G.I. Joes where it had like the fuzzy beard on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah
dude.
Or the one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to draw them on my Barbies.
It looks fake, and it looks exactly like this beard that I saw in this video of this guy that was whipping this cow.
Look, that's G.I. Joe beard right there.
Remember that song?
Or that magnetic toy? That magnetic toy you'd pull like...
Woolly Willy.
Yeah, Woolly Willy.
He has a lyric about that too. He says,
honestly,
well, we'll
this
grow
might
beards
be an AI.
And get weird.
It's hard to tell.
I don't think it's a real beard, guys. Have you seen him when he was younger?
Yeah.
He couldn't grow anything.
No, he couldn't grow at all. And it was, he had his hair yellow, and then he has that new album, Weird Beard.
Oh shit! He's trying to tell us. Yeah. He's trying to tell us. I don't.
There's no way. I think it's filled in. Oh my god!
I don't like dark haired.
That's Eminem. A double.
It needs to be frosted tips the
they
whole way.
They do have beard clip-ins, like for your beard, but like
do they really
hair extension, but like beard extensions.
Say what?
That you,
he called himself a god.
They did it on America's
Next
Top Model.
Where would you find these things?
Yeah, he's the rap god, but he's also never came out and been like, I'm a
like
Christian.
A rap god. Yeah.
But but yeah, I don't know if that's the real person.
What?
Sorry, I'm looking up.
What?
Sorry.
I'm looking stuff up.
I was just lost.
Just unconnected to anything we were talking about.
I don't know.
Invisible
I don't know
beard
what
beard
invisible beard.
I do know there are beard fill-ins. I do know that. I know that they can go in this area. My friend told me.
Okay.
Your friend, the makeup artist.
My friend Marshall.
I found your stash of mustaches, by the way. We were looking through the props, and then I'm like, this is Dave's stash. Yeah. It was like hidden. It was in a chest.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a lock on it.
Well, how am I supposed to go to the restaurants and not be recognized?
Constantly signing autographs.
Yeah. Have you ever heard about how Slash supposedly just goes out on Halloween as himself?
No.
Like, oh, great costume.
Just like go out to Burger King and have a burger because people just think he's a dude dressed up as Slash. Dave does that on Halloween.
I do.
it's a great Dave Lando costume, man.
Is that Dave Lando?
So good.
What a great costume.
Extra candy, man. Extra candy for you. Candy corn.
Today, honestly, I was going and looking at my car that was destroyed and emptying it out. And this guy goes, Dave Landau, wow. And everyone around him was like, who?
Do you ever get the guys that are like around when that happens and they go, oh, yeah. And then they go up to talk to you too, but they have no idea who you are?
Yeah.
One of the guys next to him was being cordial and the other three just left the conversation. And I was like, this is great. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate
He's like,
it.
I remember you from. I'm like, I know what you remember me from. Yeah. Just let me get my stuff.
The Camille show.
Remember when we were in Austin and those people recognized you, and then you looked at me and you're like, "Go get me my mustaches." You were just so tired of being bum rushed.
That was nice though, because everybody there's actually famous, and then there was somebody outside crying because it was me, and I was like, "Are you?" I'm like, "Oh, me." Because there's famous people inside. Okay.
He said, get my mustache and like little eyepiece and a top hat.
And the fake nose.
He's going old timey.
I always go with
eyes like weird.
Monopoly Dave everywhere I go.
Monopoly Dave.
Austin, it's Monopoly time.
Grab me my cane. And then I walk around and I'm like, where's Boardwalk? I just ask everybody.
Boardwalk.
I see you doing this face a lot too.
Monocle. Carrying around bags of money.
I'll park terribly, and if there's no ticket, I'll be like, guess this is my get out of jail free card.
I thought this was free parking.
Jesus. Yours was better. I forgot
when you got in
thing.
Your car accident, you got out. You're like, I guess I didn't pass go.
Dude, there's a retired cop from Omaha. He wrote a book called Busting Bad Guys, and his business card on the back of it says "Get out of jail free." So could you just imagine assaulting an officer and then being like,
"That's where he messed up." It shouldn't be busting bad guys. It should have been called busting bad boys.
It's
just he's just laying on the side of the road, bleeding out with a book shoved in his head. The other cops are like, "Well, I mean, Donnie, they used the ticket."
Look at it.
Yeah, I mean,
get it in his ass.
What am I supposed to do?
I mean, they left it where we could find it.
He's like, the guy's just, I regret making this hard back.
Just getting kicked on the ground. Someone's like, give me the book. Where's the book at? Shut the book up his ass.
It's only available in Kindle and a hardcover.
Yeah, they're like, put the Kindle in his ass. Get the iPad.
Is it charged?
Wait, do you have the book pulled up? You got to make sure it's pulled up before they put it in his ass.
And then make sure it's a fully charged battery, guys. I don't know when they're going to find him.
You never know.
They're trying to send a message. I don't know. The iPad died.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, can you wipe it off and charge it? Ah, shit.
Dang it, it's too late.
It's because he wrote Busting Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Clear the internet history on there. Hey, did you know this? You can study Weird Al in university now?
No.
This is a thing.
At the Vermont State University.
You can study Weird Al Yankovic's discography. Is it like a music class or is it just philosophy?
Yeah, because it's called Weird Al and His Polkas. It's taught by Brian Warwick, who's a longtime fan and Grammy Award winning engineer who worked on his last two albums. And it's going to be focused on analyzing Weird Al's music production as well as some discussion of his decades long success as an artist.
So philosophy.
My initial reaction to this story was like, stop sending your kids to college. And then I started thinking about it. And I was like, actually, this is kind of exciting because if they're teaching this, there's a less likely chance that they're teaching your kid to be a communist and hate America and to kill and destroy.
I bet they read communism into his lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's interpret.
Sweet.
That's kind of, that would be kind of psychotic. Because you're taking a song that's already a parody and then you're reworking it to be another parody.
It's about capitalism.
Well, maybe is a sign that we really are going to Idiocracy. Like, if this is now what we're studying, Weird Al.
Weird Al is actually really musically talented.
I love Weird Al.
If it's a music class, I totally understand it. Like, trying to decipher, like, how he parodies songs and how he writes the polka songs. Because they're actually really well done. But
I had a boombox that had batteries in it, and I would play I'm Fat by Weird Al and then walk to my neighbor's doors and just play it. Because I thought it was that funny. I was like nine. I was like, everybody just hold up a boombox.
Like, say anything.
And it's like, I'm fat. You guys heard that new Weird Al? Yeah. That was me. And then I was like a chubby little kid, too. I probably had like a fudgesicle.
You're like, that's me.
Yeah. I used to carry around the same thing, and I'd walk crying out of a dorm.
Yeah, like I said, I think we should just be happy that they're not teaching college kids satanic values, that they'll immediately leave college and then go into your company and destroy it from within systematically over time.
Now, like, they might just take
it's
Hawaiian
at least
shirts.
Capitalist, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a capitalist thing, how to make money, it's something fun. Like, I would have actually gotten an A, I got an A in film.
Instant.
Now, hold on. We say all this, but then we go and it's like first day of class. They're like, of course, it's another white man making money off of someone else's creation.
Curly hair, stealing the hair texture.
You guys remember writing Nerdy, right? Well, African American wrote that first. So once again, the white man steals. And we're like, ah, damn then, it. We thought this was free of this. Yeah.
And then they'll play that clip of Coolio is pissed at him when he's waxing his Grammy. And he's like, shit, I didn't listen to that. Burning butter.
I was just going to say Coolio's the teacher. He's just walking up.
Just talking MC shit the Hammer. Whole time.
He's a bitch. Like, whoa.
Dang,
is Coolio still alive? I saw him a few years ago.
He died in Vanilla Ice's arms.
Yeah.
Is that true? Drive-by?
No, they worked together right before.
Did that Valium?
No.
Fentanyl,
probably. It sucks because... Well, it sucks because it kind of messed up his career because he took it way too seriously.
Yeah.
It was like when Eminem got pissed off at Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. What? Was it really fentanyl?
Yeah. It was fentanyl, heroin, and methamphetamine.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, he is dead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He died in a bathroom.
September 2022.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I saw him in like 21 or 2019, maybe. And,
so you were the last of us to see him.
So I walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah, if you're famous, like, you have a 99% chance of dying in a bathroom or in a bathtub in a bathroom. Those are your two options.
Mm-hmm. True.
Or see, in a closet, I think it's gotta be... with a belt. That's also another one that happens quite frequently.
It's got to be tough, though, for Weird Al and doing that song, because Gangster's Paradise itself, he did do Amish Paradise, but Gangster's Paradise itself has Michelle Pfeiffer doing karate for an inner city class in the video.
Because it was for a movie.
Oh, dude, that's so good. She's so frail and white. She's transparent.
Well, and everybody hates her, and then she's like, hold on, everybody, I'm wearing a leather jacket, and I'll do a karate kick, and they're like, whoa. this bitch is great. This
and then she's like, I'm also a cat.
I think you're confused.
We're getting two movies mixed up here, brother.
Oh, she's not a cat in that one?
No.
Yeah, and then remember, she's in Grease 2. That's that movie, right?
Yeah. You're the only person I know who's ever seen that movie, Dave.
She's married to a mob boss. Grease 2? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That is also a different
thing. Dude, the
hardest. Married to the mob?
Yeah, the hardest I've ever laughed in my life was when I was in my 20s and I took a couple bong rips with a buddy and Teen Wolf 2 came on. I don't know if you've seen Teen Wolf 2.
I certainly
have.
And
it's Teen Wolf 2, he's, like, as well. Like
he's also
T-O-O.
Yeah.
He's a man that turns into a wolf that is a boxer. And he turns into a wolf in the middle of a boxing match, and the ref's just looking back and forth, and he's like, keep fighting! And then this wolf just beats the piss out of him.
There's no rules about it.
I've never laughed that hard in my life.
Like, he instantaneously accepts the reality that there are wolf people.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let the wolf
fight, dumbass.
You gotta finish the fight.
Well, then they gotta let trans people in. Then if you're gonna let wolves,
that's completely unfair.
Yeah, it was. I guess he wasn't even a wolf. He probably just turned into a really hairy non-binary person.
Well, Dave knows a wolf. I mean, Dave's been in this position before.
Yeah, he's true.
I have. Yeah. I was attacked by a werewolf in a mental hospital, and look, wolves have been around since the 80s, my friend.
They do exist.
Ever since, that was when Michael J. Fox played the wolf, and everybody was fine with that, because they have that weird scene where, like, he's stuck in the bathroom, and it's almost like the dad catching you playing with yourself scene, but he opens up the door, and they're both wolves.
I am also a wolf.
He's like, yeah,
natural. It's all natural.
I was hoping that it'd skip you, son.
Yeah, but it didn't. He's also playing with himself. Well, my favorite part of that.
Put your red rocket away. It's like the nastiest
wiener.
Yeah, it's a human wiener, but it looks like a dog.
Yeah. Oh, it's like really hairy.
It's completely infected. No, but they.
What I love about that movie, though.
Is like, you know, van surfing did become a thing, and people were injured in van surfing accidents because of that movie.
What's up with Michael J. Fox and doing dangerous stuff with the vehicles too? He was just sketching with the skateboard on the back of the.
I've always asked that,
Michael J. What's going on?
You
man?
Asked that a lot.
Yeah,
you're right.
Before the show. I'm constantly going. Why is Michael J. Fox always on vans?
I love him, but I think karma.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, people think that time travel doesn't have effects, but we know it does.
Yeah. What if that was? You go back to night. Look, the more you go back, I'm telling
the more it affects your DNA.
Look, just go back,
it's like the
three
fly.
Times he would have been fined if he didn't go back to the Old West.
Yeah. Yeah, like
one time too many. One time too many.
By part seven, they're just like, look, let the picture fade away. Because you are.
He went back, but at what cost?
The picture comes back, but he's just in a wheelchair. Oh, God. He's like, burn it.
And he's like, I got to go back and make myself not go back so I don't have
to.
Yeah.
We have to go back, Marty.
Meanwhile, Christopher Lloyd has looked old since Taxi, which was on in,
in the fucking 70s.
That's so true.
No, and I Michael J. Fox was my favorite actor as a kid.
Oh,
too.
Great.
Yeah, dude. I love
Teen
Wolf.
See The Frighteners? Did you ever watch
Dude,
Frighteners?
I loved it. Peter
I
Jackson.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
The movie is
yeah.
so good. It's underrated. I feel like nobody talks about
dude,
it.
Dude, that's probably my favorite. I don't even like horror movies, but that would be like my top three. I know. But the ones I do, like, I like the, you know, Friday the 13th, Halloween, and I like The Frighteners.
Yeah. And that's when Jake Busey plays Starkweather, Charlie Starkweather.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the best villains in a movie. He's just so scary. And then the back in time segments where he sees the past, like,
yeah,
top notch.
I gotta watch that again, because when his character came on, I got lost in his teeth. Yeah. I'm like, he got his dad's teeth.
Yes.
He did.
I was watching also Starship Troopers, same thing.
He got his career.
It kind of went well for a minute, and then Jake's very honest about how it's not.
Yeah.
I know the about feeling. How Austin's saying he doesn't like horror movies, but he looks like he's going to star in season 3 of Mindhunter as Charles Manson.
Yeah, he's definitely...
You're going to sit on the back of the chair.
He's trying
like
to distract people.
Like,
I don't like scary movies.
Yeah, he's on the platform.
I am the scary movie. Yeah. Live it.
Yeah, you are one Kanye forehead symbol away from being the man himself.
Hey, Bruce Springsteen, there's a movie coming out. about the development of Nebraska. You heard, we were wearing a shirt in Nebraska. You're from Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah. Does anybody in Nebraska, have you ever heard anybody actually give a shit about Bruce Springsteen?
No, I've never even heard them. I've never even heard anyone talk about that album in Nebraska in my life.
Now, I've always kind of erred on the side of thinking Bruce Springsteen is a huge douche, but I will tell you guys a story that I think you might find interesting. I was at the Motley Crue's show when they were in Omaha, and I was waiting outside the hotel, as one does, to try to see Nikki and Tommy. And I was talking to the dude who drives people, and I was like, who's the coolest guy that you've ever drove for? And he's like, Bruce Springsteen. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, my granddaughter was born while I was driving him. And he's like, I was so excited. I was like, hey, my daughter just had a baby. You know, my granddaughter's born. And so he plays me this like long message that Bruce took on his phone of him saying like, you know, congratulations, all this stuff, really sweet and nice. But he's like, he got my phone number. And he texts me like once a month, says, how's my granddaughter doing? Because he jokes that it's his because he was with, you know, the dude when she was born. And he's like, he buys her gifts and he bought her stock in Disney. He's liberal. But he bought this girl like stock, buys her gifts, all this stuff. So that's crazy. Okay, well, I better not say anything bad about
that. Really nice.
Yeah, that is really nice. Actually. But then if you look at his song, I'm on Fire, he goes, hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got bad desires.
Playing the long game.
I'm on fire. I mean, it's no Benny Mardonius, but it's pretty bad. Mm. And then he grabs what's her name from the crowd. Courtney Cox in the video.
Yeah. In the video?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, have you never seen the video?
No, I've never seen the video.
No, yeah, I avoid Courtney Springsteen.
Courtney Cox is in the crowd, and he's singing, and he brings her up on stage, and they dance together, and then years later, her face is ruined with Botox.
I watched the recent Scream movie. It's pretty bad.
At least she came out.
The movie's bad, but her face specifically.
She's the only celebrity that came out, though, and said, I've made a terrible mistake.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I wonder, because there's two recent ones, and the one that came out in 2022, her face isn't as bad. It's like she had some work done, but it wasn't quite as much. And then maybe after that, she was like, oh, maybe I need to get more because I'm in movies again.
Right. If they make an Ace Ventura 3, she'll just be a taxidermied head.
I didn't mind that last Scream movie, and I'll be honest, you know what else I didn't mind? The new Roadhouse movie, and that's getting a lot of hate online.
I haven't seen
it. Is it?
I have not seen it.
Oh, dude, that is Courtney, and she looks like a little boy.
Oh, yeah, she's
well,
so short
hair. Well, it was the 80s, and he is, yeah, and they're wearing similar clothes.
Dang.
Well, women liked his ass. We all know why. Take a gander. And, she comes up on stage.
He
and
knows
then
how to treat you right, for sure.
Together. He does. I mean, come on. He's on fire.
Yeah, did you see those moves? Ooh.
Yeah, those hips. They don't lie. They don't lie before Shakira, you know?
Look at that.
Same outfit. Everybody's wearing the same outfit.
He'll make you feel good.
That's a little bit. That's not Courtney Cox. That is a small boy.
He was phenomenal.
That's a 12-year-old boy.
That's Peter Pan, dude.
Yeah, never
I'll say,
up.
Look, I know he's a little knobby. I'll say my opinion. He's a liberal knobby. But I did see him live twice, once in an arena with Steve Van Zandt, which was pretty fun because I like Steve Van Zandt in The Sopranos. And it was fun because, you know, he's whacking people and has a pompadour. So it was just fun to watch him play guitar because he looks like he's wearing a costume in real life as opposed to on the show. And then I saw him he was on Broadway and we got last minute tickets, me and Derek Richards, because you could get them for nothing living in New York. So it was like 500 seat theater. And it was actually really entertaining. And when he walked out, he was like super nice and saying hi to everybody. So I don't really dislike him. And he said on stage, he goes, just so everybody knows, I'm a fraud. These are all my dad's stories. He came from nothing. I just stole them and wrote them into an act because I've been doing this since I was 17 and famous since I was 20. So it's like he doesn't really hide from the fact that he's always been famous. So I he got a DUI in a Jeep. So he's all right.
He is cool.
In my book, he's cool.
We finally get to the reason why Dave likes him.
I don't dislike him. You know, I don't want to lie.
But didn't he say that he wasn't going to play in Georgia or whatever because of voter ID or something?
I don't know.
Voter ID or abortion or something like that.
Yeah, something where he's like, I'm not going to play there anymore.
At least he's not
regardless of that, I'm sure he's retarded, but I just don't like his music. music is trash.
I can't understand them.
I don't agree, but yeah, it's I just don't listen to the politics of any of them. I mean, Green Day says terrible stuff, and I'm like, yeah, but you're terrible.
Yeah, but
so
Dookie was
it
great.
Matches.
I like Dookie.
Dookie's mediocre.
That's the best. That's their best album. That's Dookie. It only goes
the one
from there.
The one before is a little better. That's their first studio album. That's okay. And yes, you're right. It does go down from there because there's nowhere to go.
I think if you really like the artist, if you really like the artist, you can ignore their political stuff. But if you don't like the artist and then they say something you don't agree with politically, then it's game on. It's like, oh.
Well, yeah. I didn't
gloves coming off. You know?
I never even understood the politics in Bruce Springsteen's song because like all I heard was like, hey, like I didn't know. And I was like, this is cool, man. This is about America and freedom.
And he's wearing those like American flag pants or jackets or whatever, you know, flagging.
My growing up doing martial arts, my instructor always played Bruce Springsteen, so that's
it incites
rage.
That
was the end of
you?
That story. To be honest, I'm sorry.
So he just wanted to put in that he's like I am a black belt.
You should just wanted you guys to know that I've heard Bruce Springsteen's music.
That's
why
you guys know that I can do karate.
Yeah. Just so you know, that's I may or may not is. Have been molested to Hey Little Girl, Is Your Daddy Home?
I just start breaking down and you guys have to cut it.
You're like, born in the USA. And you're like, I tapped out 10 minutes ago.
You can dismount.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Matt, speaking of dismounting and the government, you were a representative of some sort. What was that?
Yeah, it was Alex Stein was the most excited I've ever seen someone get to find this out when I was talking to him. I ran for city council in Fremont, Nebraska when I was 19. I lost by less than 50 votes, which kind of surprised everybody, I think. And then when I ran again when I was 22, I got elected. And I had a four-year term, and I just didn't run again, and my term ended in 2020.
What do you do, city council person? 'Cause I assume nothing.
Yeah, I mean, the origin story of it, I always feel like kind of corny telling people, but it's just the truth.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that guy.
Dude, you I love that picture. You look
dirty
like,
blonde hair.
You look like Harvey Dent as a 19-year-old.
I thought you were going to say Harvey
Dent. Like, change.
It looks like it'd be in front of a casket after a school shooting.
Now I just look like that same guy, but who got introduced to pot. So,
like, this stuff is so bad, actually.
Yeah, like you saw that picture and you're like, that guy, he's going to do a lot of things. Then you see me now and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Don't let him sit at the kids' table.
Works at Walmart.
The one commercial where they find the weed, but then also find a gun, but somehow it's an anti-pot commercial.
Yeah. I overdosed on weed. No, so the truth of the matter was I pretty much throughout high school, my life ambition was to basically just be a member of Motley Crue. I just wanted to be in a band. And then when I was 18, I became a born-again Christian, basically. I got baptized, and I wanted to do something of service. I was on a volunteer fire department, but that was never my thing. I only joined because my best friend did.
And then you lit bodies on fire.
And I was the worst firefighter ever. Like, I think the only reason they...
So you got a job at a cremation plant instead.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I'm pretty sure... They
is
only
that
kept
true?
Me
I
want to
work
I
with
funny.
Fire.
Wait, is that true? The cremation?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I worked at a cremation place.
Did you work at one, or did it just become part of
or
your
did
job?
You volunteer?
You're like,
hey.
Oh, sorry, guys. Let me rephrase that. I've been around bodies that were cremated.
Okay.
In a field.
You just brought urns with you because you weren't good with poles.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so I wanted to do something to kind of give back, and there was a need in my community, and I had started going to city council meetings. Just because my boss at the time was like, you should go. And so I went and thought it was kind of interesting. People thought I was well-spoken. I kind of popped into this meeting and started talking publicly. And they're like, you should run for city council. It felt good. It felt like right on my heart. So I did it. That's how. Now, how I won, no mystery there, man. I just went door to door to like 1,000 houses. And I just gave people a piece of paper and would talk to them. I got attacked by a pit bull once. Then I got.
Dave knows a lot about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have
does.
Been attacked by Pitbull, the rapper.
Yeah. Me too. He attacked me on the campaign trail. But yeah, one of the funniest things that ever happened when I was campaigning was there was this house that my grandpa used to live at, and I had a lot of early memories there as a kid. So the first time I campaigned, knocked on the door, nobody answered. Second campaign, someone finally opens the door, and I was so excited. So I just started just telling this lady how so many of my early memories are there. You know, my grandpa passed away. He never got to see me run for city council. I think he'd have been super proud. I'm just pouring my heart out, telling her the story. And then when I'm done, she looks at me and she goes, "Me no speak English." I was like, oh, okay.
You could have told me that in the beginning.
Yeah, but one of the wild things too, right before I got off city council, I voted against a mask mandate, and then the next week I got COVID, and then I had to miss my last meeting as a city councilman because I had COVID, and I was like, man,
does not look good.
It's ironic. Yeah.
Well, I got it twice.
It was
different both times. Yeah, it just felt different. It has like a weird.
Yeah, a friend of mine recently gave me COVID while we were shooting a show called Secret Driven, which is on YouTube.
AustinAnderson.com. The parts of me when I'm wearing a blue shirt, I didn't know I had COVID in 103 degree temperature. And then so I was so cold, I took a shower at this building we were filming at. And then I didn't have a towel. I had to just get hot water. And I grabbed one of Matt's shirts and I dried off with this shirt.
He comes back and
COVID like, all over it.
Yeah, he comes back with it. He goes, "I had to use your shirt as a towel. I'm sorry. I didn't use it on my balls."
I'm thinking like, what? You probably did, but.
I know you're lying.
Yeah, I really didn't. And I used.
So in that scene, you can watch Austin with COVID giving it to me. So
in real time.
Yeah, in real time.
Well, and it's Matt, and not to blow smoke, but Matt, you're one of the most well-read and intellectual people I know. Honestly, you are. You wear American clothes. You put your money where your mouth is. And I really think that people should like listen to you and follow you because honestly, anytime I want to read a book, any advice, I kind of go to you because you really are just a very like well-rounded human being who always has your finger on the pulse of a lot of stuff. You really do. And I love your takes on stuff and just you have a really good grasp on what's going on in the world. And it really is appreciated. And you also have Austin on your show.
Yeah. Well,
I also second everything that Dave said.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. Well, both of you guys saying that. Dave, do you remember when first time I met you in the green room, I was just like being quiet because I'm such a big fan of you that I didn't want to like weird you out by being like, "I've seen all your specials and I think you're the funniest person alive." So when we filmed that podcast and like I just started the episode with that and you were looking at me and you're like, "I didn't even think you liked me. I just thought you were like some chill dude who was friends with Austin."
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's you. You're great, man. And I mean, the show that you guys put on is great. And I just wanted to continue to snowball. And that's why I think you have such an interesting story. And I'm sorry that Austin gave you COVID. I don't know what he has. I don't know what he has right now.
They're still doing tests. They say it's a new thing that they haven't come across.
That's
before.
The real gift you brought.
It's probably P. Diddy's herpes strain.
Yeah. It's a strong strain.
It's a fine.
Yeah, it's a strong strain, man. Strain, yeah.
The Herp Diddies.
The Herp Diddies.
Dude, it's been great to have you on. Other than the place that you could find on AustinAnderson.net.
That will take you to me and his, both our page, our pilot Seeker Driven, and then also our podcast Toolshed Art Club.
All right. Absolutely. Dave, where can people find your stuff?
This weekend, you can catch me at TIFFs in New Jersey Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Dojo. Sam Tripoli is one of the people that run it. And then also on Sunday, Easter Sunday, in Nashville, Tennessee, you can see me. I also have dates. Pull that back up for me real quick, please. Pull it up. Or don't. Okay. Muskegon, Michigan, April 5th. I'm going to be with Derek Richards. Canton, Michigan, April 6th. Twin Falls, Idaho, April 13th. Come on, Idaho. You don't have anything to do. You're Idaho.
Udaho.
And then I got Tacoma, Washington, Spokane, Washington, Chandler, Arizona. And also, Austin and I are going to be together at the Omaha Funny Bone in July.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, baby. Look forward to it every year.
Hey, last week we were graced by the presence of Akira the Don, and he recorded a little ditty for us.
Oh, before we get to that,
yeah,
there was a comment that was left based on the funerals that did win.
Yeah.
I think this one wins.
Let's do it.
And it is from Alexander Hofton 8926 for my funeral. Announce that there are confetti poppers under the seats and one random one will pop a different color, giving that person $10,000 in my will. Have them pop on a count of 3, 2, 1, boom. They spray my ashes all over themselves and each other. Bonus, Dust in the Wind by Kansas starts playing.
Oh, that's too good.
That's pretty good.
That's well played. I like well it. Played. That's classy. It's classy, too.
Yeah, it is classy. You spray them with yourself and then you give them money.
So thanks, Alex.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Back you, to Akira. That's,
all right, Akira the Dawn. Rules I live by. See you guys tomorrow after this.
Thank you to my ghostwriter, Marcus Aurelius. Body and soul, mind to the body, the wrong sensations, to the self, appetites, and to the mind. Reason to experience sensations, even grazing beasts do that, so let your desires control you, even wild animals do that, and routines and tyrants from Polaris to Nero, to make your mind your guide to what seems best is common. Oh. Even people who deny the gods do that. Even people who betray their countries, they all do that. Then do the impure deeds when they shut the doors. If that's the case, what quality does not in common then with yours? What did you need to be good man? To be pleased if it's ended what happens? Whatever is sent by fate and not defiled with divinity within. False beliefs instead preserve it faithfully, following obediently as a god. Uttering no words contrary to truth, and doing nothing contrary to justice. Uttering no words contrary to truth. Sensations to the soul, appetites, and to the mind. Reason. Reason. And if all others disbelieve this life lived with simplicity, humility, and cheerfully, they'll not resent them for it, nor be diverted from its path, which leads to you. Which in my heart's even pure and peaceful.